Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Mike, it's our favorite time of the week.
It is indeed. How are you?
Fine, thanks. I'm on cloud nine because I got last week's challenge.
And very quickly at that. I said, start with the name of the actor E.G. Marshall. Change one letter to an L, not either of the two that were already there, of course, and you can rearrange the result to spell 2 5-letter antonyms. What are they?
If you change the H to an L, you can spell large and small.
All right, Ian, on June 12th, 1997, a modern reconstruction of Shakespeare's Globe Theater was opened with a production of Henry V. It sits approximately 750 feet from the site of the original theater, which was built in 1599 and burned down in 1613. 1 year later, a new theater was built, which was closed, along with all the other theaters in London, by the Puritans in 1642. In honor of the famous theater, this week our quiz is about globes.
Okay.
While the Golden Globe Awards are often seen as predictors of Oscar wins, in one actor's case it hasn't panned out. Who was nominated for both a Golden Globe and an Oscar for his roles in Born on the 4th of July, Jerry Maguire, and Magnolia, won all 3 Best Actor Golden Globes, but lost the Oscar all 3 times?
Is Tom Cruise?
It is indeed Tom Cruise. Built as the symbol for the 1964-65 World's Fair, the 120-foot diameter Unisphere in Flushing Meadows Corona Park in Queens is the world's largest geographical globe. In 2001, it was used as the finish line for what around-the-world reality competition show?
Amazing Race?
Yes, The Amazing Race is right. Published from 1904 until it merged with the New York Sun in 1923, the New York Globe originated what feature? A cartoon panel that presented bizarre and outlandish facts and events.
Ripley's Believe It or Not?
Ripley's Believe It or Not is very good. A little fist pump over there for Mr. Pickus, yes. And in fact, it started in 1918 as a feature solely about sports feats titled Champs and Chumps.
Our sports lexicon has not evolved at all.
Is it too late to change the name of this show, by the way? A young boy sits on the floor holding a snow globe. His father says to the boy's grandfather, he sits there all day long in his own world, staring at that toy. What's he thinking about? The camera pans in to reveal a tiny model of a hospital. Thus ends what 1980s medical drama series finale, believed by many to imply what the boy was thinking about was the events of the entire series.
Sane Elsewhere?
Sane Elsewhere, he said very quietly and timidly. And loyal listeners to our show will remember show number 39, in which we mentioned what is known as the Tommy Westfall universe. Tommy Westfall is the character in question. And people believe that any character that appeared on Sane Elsewhere that appeared on another show means that those other shows are also a product of his imagination. And people have estimated that something like 85 to 90% of all broadcast television is a product of his imagination because of the connections between shows. And finally, despite their name, the Harlem Globetrotters were founded in Chicago in 1926. Over the years, many future NBA stars have played for the Globetrotters, including what player, who holds the league record for most points scored in a single game and the most career rebounds?
Wilt Chamberlain.
Wilt Chamberlain is correct. Wherever on the globe you are, send us a message, quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can spin over to wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit. Or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the words globe and earth. Change one letter to an M, and you can rearrange the result to spell an adjective that might describe something that comes from the earth. What's the word?
Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike will be back at this same time next week.
Bon voyage.